this all the time.
There are so many updates and tons of community work happening. It's hard to keep up. How do I follow it all?
Here is your answer. Listen to the Gutenberg Changelog.
Well, hello and welcome to our 16th episode of the Gutenberg Changelog. In today's episode, we will talk about Gutenberg 7.7, the new version of the plugin, WP Block Talk Conference, Block Patterns, and so much more.
This sounds exciting.
Welcome, everybody. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Birgit Pauli-Hahn, publisher of the Gutenberg Times and owner of Polysystems, a web development company for nonprofits and small businesses. I'm here with my co-host, Mark Urain, designer at Automattic and core contributor to WordPress. How are you today, Mark?
You know, Birgit, hello. I am a bit under the weather today. Been coughing and sneezing and sniffling, all that stuff. But I'm excited about today's show with you.
I hope you feel better. That's awful. I'm sorry.
I know I have a religious talk coming up this weekend, tomorrow actually, and I'm hoping to be tip-top shape by then. But how have you been hanging in there?
Yeah, hanging in there. Yeah, we had so many cancellations of WordCamps. So one of the stories today, I'm really happy about that. And other than that, I'm hanging in there. I'm good. I'm a little bit behind on some projects, but the weekend, I can catch it up. So, and I'm so glad we are back together on this Gutenberg Changelog and with you, our dear listeners. So speaking of listeners.
Yeah. There was a Joffrin Lirio who asked us a question on Twitter. He says, hi, do you know the better way to build archive and taxonomy templates using Gutenberg? This is a great question. Thank you so much for that, Joffrin. It's not in Gutenberg. It's not quite possible yet. I mean, we do have like the latest post block, things of that nature, but, and we have, there's a search block and stuff, but we haven't really explored or solidified the details around the archive pages and these taxonomy templates, but we're exploring that right now. And in Gutenberg on GitHub, if you look up like post blocks, you'll see a lot of these various blocks that we're designing right now, figuring out how they integrate with each other. You'll even see there's a query block. And this query block is about really displaying all your posts. So like on the archive page, basically you would have a page and you'd call it the archive, and that's where you'd put the query block. But everything is a block in Gutenberg. So figuring all that out, how all those translate into blocks, is really a fun experiment for us right now.
And interestingly enough, the archive page for our podcast didn't have the information about the podcast, like the links where to subscribe and the description of the podcast. And I put this in there in PHP and recreated it. But then I thought, well, I have this reusable block with all the links to the Spotify and iTunes and that all. And I could just use the reusable block? No, you can't.
Yeah.
It's not working yet, but that's pretty much the use case for that as well, that you can put additional information in your archive page that are blocks. So I'm really looking forward to that. Yeah, Enrique told me that's not working yet.
Coming. It's very close.
So close. So close. Yeah. And I mentioned it at the beginning. So after all those WordCamp cancellation that happened this week or the week before, Mark and I are super excited to tell you about the WP Block Talk Conference.
Woo-hoo.
Yay! It's planned for April 2nd. It's all about Gutenberg, a WordPress community event in the works for several weeks, way before the crazy coronavirus hit home. We will have some awesome speakers who have done some exceptional work around the block editor. So there will be case studies, tutorials about block patterns, themes, short code conversions, tooling, and lots of Q&A. The exact schedule will come out in a few days from when you are listening to this episode. It's probably already out. And we know about some great speakers. On the website, you see already headshots of Matthias Ventura, Rich Tabor, Mel Joyce, Of course, Matt Mullenweg will start with the big picture overview of where Gutenberg is headed. And then we'll hear also from Kay Adam White, Enrique Sanchez, Tommy Lister, Greg Tcholkovsky, Bill Erickson, Beth Soderbergh, and a lot more. So save the date. Block the whole day. See what I did there? April 2, 2020. You can subscribe for updates at the conference site, which is wpblocktalk.wordpress.stream, S-T-R-E-A-M. The URL is a bit quirky modern, so again, wpblocktalk.wordpress.stream. Oh, I almost forgot. Who do you think is going to be the MC of the conference? That's right, Mark Urain, my brilliant co-host.
Oh, this is going to be such a fun event. It's the first one, everybody, of its kind. So we're going to be streaming these things live, Q&A with people. Please, like, go to the website, sign up, follow the I think there's a Twitter account now as well. It's going to be a fun event with some very amazing people in the community, right?
I'm looking so much forward to that. And it will then, all the talks will be also uploaded to WordPress TV. But the live Q&A is actually the one that we're really, you learn so much about it. So join us April 2nd.
Yeah. And Birgit, I want to thank you so much for all the work you've put into this event. I know you've spent a lot of time helping to plan this.
It was a great pleasure. I'm not the only one planning this. There's a whole team around it. And no other than Brian Richards from WordSesh. And is kind of doing the infrastructure and the setting that up on the live stream because he has so much experience. So he's the master of ceremony there in the background. Yeah. And then there's Andrea Middleton is on the team, Josepha, Rebecca Collins, Megan Marcel. Yeah. So Selena. Yeah. So it's going to be really cool.
All right. So let's see what else we have here. So a week before the WP Block Talk conference, so this is going to be happening on March 26th, there's a webinar hosted by WordPress VIP. It's called Build an Enterprise Newsletter in Minutes. WordPress VIP and Gold Agency partner with RT Camp. They'll show you how the Mortgage Bankers Association slashed the time it takes to produce their monthly newsletter from several hours down to 10 minutes. So you learn how the WordPress block editor can speed your time to market, get fresh ideas for building replicable, scalable workflows, study real life examples of Gutenberg, and participate in a live Q&A with RT Camp's Guten experts.
Oh, here it was again, the Gutenberg joke, pun.
Love that. So yeah, we'll have the link in the show notes for that webinar as well. Let's see. So that brings us to community contributions.
Oh, right. Yeah. Munir Kamal is behind Gutenberg Hub, gutenberghub.com. And he released a new site, a library of block patterns at templates.gutenberghub.com. So the templates are all sorted by categories like stats or pricing or logos, testimonial, team. And each category has quite a few variations and it's growing. So some categories have 4 or 6 and some have 12. So really, it's really interesting. Once you find a pattern, you can use the button copy code, and it's not really code, it's the HTML code for a block, and you can paste it directly into an empty row of your content. And if you need additional CSA, you can copy that too, but that will be a little bit so you need a plugin to actually paste it onto your site, and the plugin is called Block CSS Plugin from the WordPress repository built by Theme Isle and Hardeep Asrani. And it gives you a little small box in the block sidebar settings and called custom CSS, like you know from the customizer. And for each particular block, you can then paste those block pattern CSS directly in the sidebar section. It's actually quite easy to do once you get those 3 steps going. So try them out. It's really remarkable what happened there.
Have you noticed, Birgit, is the CSS, that plugin, is that used mainly for some of the animation that he's included with those block patterns?
No, not necessarily. It's he has a separate CSS for those block patterns, so if you don't want it, you don't have to use them.
Okay.
but the block pattern CSS, if you want to change some of the things, it helps you, so you can just write the CSS code into a sidebar pattern instead of kind of going out and going into the customizer and writing it there. Yeah,
that site is just beautifully filled with patterns that are really fun to look at. I even like how they all really tie in this blue color, the blue mm-hmm. of WordPress, and just kind of share a very common theme throughout many of them, which is fun to see. Well done. And that brings us, speaking, about block patterns, we've talked about ShareAblock from Jeffrey Carendang, his site, shareablock.com, where people can upload patterns and share patterns. There's been some recent additions. Let's see, Mel Choice and Anders Norin. Mel added get in touch text overlaying, a fixed background image, kind of like a hero block pattern. Anders uploaded the landing page for the demo site of his chaplain theme. Go over to shareablock.com. Those are both available right now, and you can grab them and mess around with them on your own site.
Yeah, and those are really, it's growing. Yeah, Jeffrey has uploaded quite a few, so check them out. There's quite a few that you could use on your own site or can grab some ideas for your own custom blocks.
Then we also have something from Automattic. There was a recent post about page layouts from Ian Stewart, turning a page with page layouts. And this is on the WordPress.com blog, talking about how WordPress.com is providing templates, page templates or layouts, ready to go for you to incorporate into your site and edit as you please. There's some really beautiful layouts there. And a while ago, they had released a plugin for full page editing that anybody can use on the WordPress.org plugins directory for full site editing, which I believe they're incorporating with this, with these page layouts. Then we have Rich Tabor. He wrote an article about block patterns, about a discussion on the dev team and how they might look in the future. So anybody wanting to learn more about what some people are talking about regarding block patterns, that'd be a great blog post to read on richtabor.com/block-patterns. And in addition to this, there's the new Go themes by GoDaddy. These were also created by Rich Tabor and his team. I believe they used the Automattic plugin for full site editing as well to offer their patterns and page layouts. Does that sound right, Birgit?
Yes. That's quite interesting. I saw it in testing. To use that, you also need to use the experimental check for full site editing. And then also the plugin needs to be, automatic plugin needs to be installed. But those block patterns and page layouts are very nicely coming in then for you when you click on new page. That's the first choices that you have in starting out at a faster speed then. So it's really cool. So what's released is our next section here. So Gutenberg plugin version 7.7 was released on March 11. A day later, March 12, we had a 7.7.1 with urgent bug fixes for the columns block followed. WordPress 5.4 is now in release candidate 2, and none of the new updates of the plugin will be in the next WordPress release. That's, of course, by design, as there are big updates, an MVP for block patterns. Here's the word again, a repaint of the block UI that we mentioned before under the moniker G2 project. And so the target for this landing in core is 5.5. That's in August 2020. And as Matthias Ventura wrote, this should give us a full release cycle to test, tweak, and gather further feedback. Mark, do you want to walk us through the two big items of this release?
Yeah, I'd love to. So the first one, as Birgit mentioned, was block patterns. The MVP is integrated in the plugin now. So you'll see an icon in the upper right-hand corner. It looks like a layout of a few blocks. If you click that, that'll open up a sidebar with some really preliminary patterns right now inside there. We're currently building several other patterns out right now. We're kind of focusing more towards some common patterns that people use on their sites, so we can get these patterns in there and ready to go for people to use. And then we'll make our way more towards maybe some opinionated beautiful patterns. And one thing we're learning with this, Birgit, is there's a lot of people right now creating patterns, and they're really trying to, from a very aspirational aspect right now or point of view, to really create something that are beautiful, opinionated, and just make, they're just amazing to look at. But you can't really necessarily build that in Gutenberg yet. So some of these patterns are going to inform us, the people who are building this, to kind of what needs to happen in the interface and what we need to build so that these patterns are possible. One of the big ones is like overlay of text on top of an image, where the text only overlays maybe halfway across the image, right? Like, that's a very beautiful pattern and people like that, but we can't really do that perfectly and or easily in Gutenberg. So this block pattern work is coming along really nicely right now. Check it out. Try to add a few patterns, everyone. It's going to be amazing, because also we want to make sure we open this up for people like Jeffrey, people like, let's see, what was Munir Kamal, like, so that they can use the interface in Gutenberg to really share their patterns outward through a plugin or something.
Yeah. But block patterns, I think we are not quite sure yet what it all is. Is a page layout block pattern or something like that? There have been in some of the block collections for quite a while. I know the first one, I think, was Mike McAllister, yeah, and he had some nice block patterns. And then most of the block collections right now in plugins have some kind of patterns. So
a lot of them do.
Yeah. So going through them and figure out, okay, how can we mark them all standardized and then in display? And it's very interesting how that development goes.
Yeah. And the patterns ideally are really just a section of your web page that contains a few common layouts of something, to a specific design you're trying to achieve for your page. And it's completely editable, customizable. You just add the pattern, then you have to kind of make it yours. The other one, Birgit, was this new block UI, which you covered, called G2. If you haven't tried out the plugin, please try it out. I've talked to a few people now who have who said they were a bit hesitant with this whole thing at first, but they gave it a little bit of time, worked with it, and it's grown on them. I was probably the same there. It's definitely a step away from kind of what you're used to in Gutenberg right now. It's very high contrast, black and white. There's a lot less UI, so you're not going to get all those block borders. All the time we're hearing, like, there are borders still, but for a specific use case. So, like, otherwise it's just content and you're just typing. And there's a whole new icon library getting merged in. Beautiful icons, really good work. Johan and Pablo and Matthias, they've spent a lot of time working on this stuff. And they've been doing it all out in the open too. So it's all there on GitHub. There's been an issue out there. People could chime in. A lot of feedback has been given, but it's still a work in progress. It's not complete. So you're going to open up the editor in 7.7 and the plugin, and you're going to see a different interface, but then you're going to open up the sidebar and you're going to be like, oh, all that's the same still. So there's a little bit that needs to carry over into the sidebar and into the other elements of the page. We're working on that though.
I really like it. Yeah.
You do? Oh, yeah. That's so good to hear. I was hesitant to ask you because on the air, I was like, oh, maybe I shouldn't put you on the spot.
Well, and I can be opinionated and I'm not shy about it. So
that's good to hear. I'm glad you enjoy it. It is.
It was a lot of work. I know that there months and months people are working on it. We're working on it to make it less busy, less noisy, but also very accessible and these kind of things.
Yeah. Yeah. And it wasn't one where you could like do incrementally with like little PRs here and there. It was like, if you're going to do this, just have one PR and just completely change it all. And then it branched off into what was called the G3, which was other elements. Yeah. So the UI is in 7.7, the new UI. What else did we have on this docket here? I was just going to add, like, the making the editor default to full screen was one that got in there. This has definitely been a conversation in the community, because this particular default screen was added in prior to the RC2, And was it prior to RC1 or RC2? I already forgot.
I think it was RC2. Yeah.
RC2. Okay. And this was something that Matt Mullenweg has been wanting to get in for some time now. There's been some talk about hosting providers noticing that this was a preferred state. I know WordPress.com, this is like the default state there. And so we got that in. It's going to be in WordPress 5.4. And while I personally find it a better experience because it really minimizes just other like link distractions that are all over. And once I'm in Gutenberg, I kind of want to jump in and start editing, focusing on the content or the layout. I'm really not worried about all the other WP admin stuff. But there are a lot of opinions on the other side as well that are really well thought out and set and mentioned. And so there's definitely been a couple issues we've noticed. So we're working to really make the experience like flow better for the user and help bring that the users into the editor better.
Yeah, I also checked in with GoDaddy because I know I read somewhere on the many Slacks that I was that GoDaddy actually makes that the default and they go one step further, which I like. And I would have thought that that was would be included is to also make enable by default the top toolbar. Yeah. So a lot of writers told me that when they're in the editing screen, it's all a distraction. Yeah, when they started writing and then the block toolbar pops up. And so sticking the toolbar on the top is actually a good way to take this out of the eye. And GoDaddy has some great experiences there. They saw that people are distracted with whatever's in the admin, PW admin menu. They don't have to bother with it. And but they only do it for new site owners. Yeah. So I think the contention was a little bit more about the users that are now surprised that their settings change when it's in default. And I think it's a minor thing, but it is definitely a surprise when it comes. But as soon as I know how to undo it, they're back to working again. But that's...
Yeah, and that the default setting really shouldn't affect current users. If your setting is that it's not the full screen setting, it shouldn't affect you unless you're opening your site in a new browser or on a new device, because the setting state is stored in local storage. So that's one of the points of discussion around is really those settings need to be stored in the database to be more persistent so that the people have the same experience regardless of device or browser.
That's certainly a broader discussion because those also the guides to come up. Yeah, if you change your browser, the new user guides come up again, pop up again, although you have been using it for quite a while because you changed your browser. So yeah, putting the settings, the default settings of screen options and preferences should probably be in a user meta table or something like that.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
And then in addition to that, you know, if you open up the inserter, the block inserter, or the block library in the upper left-hand corner of Gutenberg, now you'll see that the modal or the screen is full height of the inserter now, or of the monitor. And that's in preparation of some of the new designs coming out where we're going to eventually bring the block patterns into that inserter and kind of merge them together. So you can add both blocks and block patterns right from that one area.
Yeah, that's awesome. And if you follow some of the GitHub issues around that, you will see some designs where that happens. And I think Rich Tabor also had it in there in his article that we will link to in our show notes, of course. So what else is in 7.7 and 7.71? There were a lot of bug fixes, 26 of them. There were accessibility fixes for the image gallery and the top toolbar tab order, as well as for the SVG icons. The column block, as mentioned, got quite a few more bug fixes, and so did the media plus text block and the latest post block.
Going to chime in about that column block.
Yeah.
And I believe it's merged in. I haven't checked just recently, but if you ever use the column block, you would, and you had three columns, you'd set the width for one column, right? And then you'd go and you'd set the width maybe on the last column and then you come to the middle, set the, like, as soon as you start setting the width on multiple columns, it starts changing the width on the other columns that you already set a width on, which has always been an issue and really a problem. That's been resolved, if I'm right. And I think it is merged into 7.7 here. So
yeah, that's awesome.
It's a lot better. It should be persistent with the user settings now.
Oh, good, good. Yeah, the social block.
I'm so sorry. I did a bunch of tests, usability tests on the column block in January. And I just recently posted about it on the Make Test blog. So if anybody's interested in seeing how people use the column block and get around, those tests were really eye-opening. Basically, to even find the width for an individual column was impossible for almost all the users who tried. So
yeah, I can imagine. Yeah, that's definitely eye-opening. So continuing with the bug fixes, there was also bugs fixed with the social block, and then quite a few browser-related fixes for issues in Safari, Firefox, IE 11, and Edge, and their users will be grateful. There's also updates on the experiments in the plugin, and it will have a lighter DOM, block DOM, so it's loaded faster, and it has an automatic add block class, some lighter inner blocks, so when you fill in the group block and the column blocks with more and more blocks, it's easier to handle. It also has some updates on the full site editing sections with the template navigation using the link control, and also a modal UI for the save feature.
Yeah, in full site editing, a user is going to be able to make edits to a template part, to a template, to the content, and so there needs to be a way to inform the user that when they're ready to publish or when they're ready to save their content, like all these various things that have been changed, and to let them know, like, okay, all these things are going to be changed. Are you sure? Okay.
Yeah, that is certainly helpful. But I think also there is quite a few user interface work to be done for that.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's why it's still under experiments, right?
Yeah.
So it also has the has some fixes for the block toolbar in the widgets, as well as the site editing screen and the inserter for the widget screen in the experiments. That has been a little bit fallen off the radar a bit to make the widgets work, because they are refactoring. I understood that part of it. All right. So that was about bug fixes and experiments in Gutenberg 7.7. What else?
That brings us to a new section called code quality. So this included things like refactoring existing blocks for the lighter DOM, a cleanup of CSS variables, refactoring the slot fill components, resizable editor components, improvements, a bunch of just little areas throughout the code that's just being cleaned up. So in the various section, we have some changes to the WordPress EMB, the create block, and end-to-end tests, 11 total there.
Awesome. So there's also a lot of documentation work done, and one is a tutorial to create a custom block editor instance outside the editor. So you learn how to use the editor package on other places of your site outside the post and editing screens. A use case is to make it available, for instance, for a custom admin page. Or what I have been thinking about is a dashboard widget for the welcome screen, replacing the quick post widget. So the tutorial was created by Dave Smith, and it was just now migrated over to the WordPress repository and put into the documentation for developers. Also created was a new section called Gutenberg as a platform. And it initially only has links to components and scripts, but it's a good place for additional documentation, especially around using those packages. And the first tutorial in that section is the custom block editor instance tutorial. Yeah, and it's in the, when you go to developers.wordpress.org, block editor, and then click on developers, go all the way down to the Gutenberg as a platform, and then you find it. Of course, we will put a link into the show notes. That was everything from what we want to talk about from the plugin that we found interesting. There are quite a few things in active development and discuss. And Mark just published his number 45 Gutenberg 2 updates. And Mark, what did you put in there? What do you talk about?
Yeah, so I talked a little bit about Gutenberg 7.7 in that post, but I also wanted to touch on our Figma libraries that we use in the design team. Figma is a design tool and allows for collaborative designing right in the cloud. And with the G2 updates, this new UI, I wanted to give a heads up to other designers out there who are mocking things up in Gutenberg and building stuff that the G2, a lot of the components are up on that Figma library as well. And so I just wanted to help out our fellow designers out there and developers so they can find some resources.
So just to clarify, they do not mock you. They're not mocking you.
No. Although I don't know, actually. I'm sure I get mocked quite often.
No comment.
Yeah, I just wanted to share a little bit about that because G2 is such a big change. I just wanted to help bring some resources to people.
In that post, however, is also a big... Oh, is that's part of the Figma file? It's a big diagram layout for the various part, identifying the various part of the block editor. This is huge. And it's also small print. So yeah. I'm not sure.
You're welcome.
I would love to bring this into documents also for the end users because it lays everything out quite nicely. But in that size, I need to think about it, how I get it in there. So if you have an idea, Mark, I'd be happy to listen to it.
There might be a way we could kind of redesign some of that, like bring the Gutenberg UI, like the screenshot down smaller, and then we could fix it, blow up some of the text, the annotations around it, if that could help. We could just jump in and make some changes.
Yeah, we definitely need to cool look on that. Riyad Benguela created a summary issue for the whole section of full page editing to list all the issues and PRs that are open right now. And he divided them up into subheaders, like this is for framework, this is for editing the site interface, and this is for smaller enhancements. And then it's the site and post blocks that are needed, then the rest of it, and then eventually about the global styles. It's a great way to catch up on all the full site editing work that it's being done and all the issues that are out there. They need always a lot of opinions, so it would be helpful if your listeners kind of go there and chime in and check it out and see if you can form an opinion and make it heard.
Definitely. That list is very helpful for anybody just kind of looking through to see what are the next tasks.
So we are at the end, almost at the end. Before I end it, I wanted to remind everyone, April 2nd, 2020, WP Talk Conference. Watch the Twitter feed. The hashtag is WP Block Talk for the announcements. And as always, the show notes will be published on the gutenbergtimes.com/podcast. And if you have questions or suggestions or news, you can send us an email to changelog@gutenbergtimes.com. That's changelog@gutenbergtimes.com. Thank you so much that you were here again with us. It was very interesting, I thought. I hope you feel the same. And this is until the next time.
Thank you for listening, everybody. Birgit, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mark. Bye.
Bye-bye.